Well, we do have somebody out in the lobby.
What do we have?
Well, Herb is a conspiracy theorist, local guy, and since Bill Clinton comes to town on Friday, he's got the he's got all the Clinton conspiracies on how he became president and stuff.
Mm. Do you think there is a story in this? Bring him in.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that the whole Iran-Contra thing. George Bush the first was using Bill Clinton to run drugs and money out of the Arkansas airport and firearms, and they rewarded him with the presidency.
Oh, so George Bush rewarded him with the presidency.
I'm sitting next to him, so watch him.
But didn't he run against George Bush?
He did.
Right.
He just said he was supposed to be here at 8:30, and since it's 9:30, now he's got to leave.
Oh, you got to leave? That's good, because I held him off.
He's being a joker.
Good morning, man. What's your name? Tell us who you are and all that stuff.
Herb Smith. I was on the show before.
Yeah. Where were you? Was it the 9/11 thing before,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought since Bill Clinton was coming to town, I could talk about something he'd rather not talk about, and that's the drug running and arms smuggling going on in MENA, Arkansas when he was governor. It's basically part of the Iran-Contra affair.
All right, and what are you thinking here? And by the way, give us your background. You're a professor at Hamilton College.
Yes, that's correct. I was also at Harvard and Yale University.
All right, that's the conspiracy. Mm. All right, what do you do?
Okay, you're a professor from Harvard and Hamilton College.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm just a regular guy. You know?
Oh. He's a joker, this one.
Yeah, he's got jokes.
What do you do?
He didn't miss a beat.
I work at the post office, actually.
Oh, no. Cool. You know, that's not good.
All right, so tell me your conspiracy theory here. Well, first of all, the 9/11 thing, you now realize that it was these people that drove the airplane into the tower that blew it up.
No, I disagree.
You don't believe that?
No.
But you must love
Jesse
Ventura.
Jesse Ventura is actually controlled opposition, I believe. Oh. He's a fake.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's
controlled opposition. So they put him out there just to make it feel like there's somebody out there.
Well, just give you an example. I didn't want to really get into it, but basically I saw a little bit of his 9/11 show, and he never once made the physics arguments for the destruction of the towers.
And you're upset with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, because you're not going to put, like, real opposition in a national venue.
Right. You don't... Everybody is in on it.
The media, it's money. They're scared. Basically, they're scared. But I really want to talk about
the... There is no media. Money in the media, you know.
Right.
That's not at this level, I realize. But.
Yeah, definitely not at this level. And, you know my belief. I think I've told you that the towers came down. I'm going to go on a limb here.
Well, they were destroyed, but...
They were destroyed.
There's
You're
no question
right.
that they're destroyed. And the question is what destroyed them. But
two airplanes.
No, that's not even the theory, but anyway.
What is the theory?
The official theory is gravity did it. That's the official theory.
Well, but the theory is that it was the planes went in and the fire became so hot.
The official theory is basically, the official theory is the portions of the towers that were above the impact zone of whatever hit the towers crushed the rest of the building.
Correct.
It's kind of like saying a Volkswagen can go through a Mack truck. That's really the official theory. If you believe that, and if you want to talk about the South Tower starting to topple, it's like saying if you were chopping down a tree, the South Tower above the impact zone started to topple, reverse directions, and then basically crush the rest of the building. Now, it's like saying you're chopping down a tree, and the tree doesn't topple. It starts to come back and crushes the rest of the tree. That's basically it in a nutshell. And the molten metal and all that sort of thing. Exactly. That's my whole point.
Okay. Yeah, but
that point was never made by Jesse Ventura.
Shame on you, Jesse.
And I'm telling you right now that is true. What happened is, I guess the question would be, if there was a bomb in the Trade Center, if there was a bomb there.
There were probably several, actually.
Several bombs. Mm-hmm. Then it had to have been the Taliban or one of these terrorists that planted it.
Why would they fly planes into buildings? They would have just blown it
right
up.
That's my point. Why would the government
wait a minute.
Why would the government blow
this?
Hold on. You're rolling your eyes at me.
Well, we went through this.
I know, but I want to ask again. Why would the government have done it?
Can I say something?
Yes.
The argument of what destroyed the towers is a physics argument. All these why questions aren't really, you know, relevant, actually. Well, that's a whole other thing. See,
but you used the why on me. You used it against me.
When did I say why?
Do we have to play the tape back? Because you said, why would they have flown the planes in?
Oh, well, because you're saying I used the why as far as because your theory of who
and I'm it. Reversing my why and throwing I'm it right saying, back at you. Like, okay, I have a little mirror here and I splashed the why back.
Because you gave me your conspiracy theory. I'm not, at this point, I wasn't giving a conspiracy theory. I was giving a scientific theory.
And I'm saying
that's how you know the media is dishonest, by the way.
Okay.
Because the argument of what destroyed the towers is a scientific argument. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's
yes,
a scientific.
Saw the History Channel show.
Oh, okay.
And there were scientists there that said, how that happened.
Oh, by the way, the History Channel, they've since changed their explanation of what happened since the History Channel episode.
Okay.
So the History Channel is owned by GE.
Right.
GE is a defense
contractor. Bring good things to life.
So I don't...
to light?
I don't... Light. Yeah. I think you're giving the media too much credit. Again, they've never...
There's one question I have against a conspiracy theorist, and this is it. How would they figure out that these guys are going to fly into the building and then all of a sudden we're going to bomb it and blow it up on the same day?
Because they didn't fly planes into buildings. 19 hijackers didn't fly planes into buildings. If you look at have you ever seen the Day Brothers film?
The only
you can see a flash going right before that plane hits the tower. It's never been proven that those were the actual flights. And one point I want to make is if you remember the South, you remember that big fireball in the South Tower?
Yeah.
Well, there's a site we have linked on my site, Utikins for 911truth.blogspot.com, that these German engineers actually calculated the amount of fuel that it would take to cause that fireball would have been more than would have been in Flight 175.
Hmm. I don't believe any of this crap.
Yeah, but I saw the plane hit the building.
Where'd it go?
Didn't hit the building. So, but how can you identify those planes as Flight 11 and 175?
Well, those are the only ones not accounted for.
And the people died on the plane.
Right.
I mean, what'd they do? Just get rid of those people and bring them to Area 51?
My belief is this, that if something really was done, someone would have seen something, someone would have proof.
Actually, the original footage, one of the Fox reporters says, that does not look like a commercial flight that went into the building. So that's what Orwell called the memory hole, where they never play that again. So for what it's worth, you had people say
that.
It did not. You had people, reporters saying it did not look like a commercial airplane.
Yeah, well,
they just never played it again.
But where did that plane go?
Pilots for 9/11 Truth that have analyzed the speed of those planes hitting the building, and they say they were going too fast to take those maneuvers. And this is a group of professionals called the Pilots for 9/11 Truth.
No, they're on drugs.
Excuse me, Herb.
Mm-hmm.
What does Viagra do?
He asked that question.
I think
he's
had a little too much.
Yeah, 16th time. I like his stuff.
And then you've got molten metal. We've got pyroclastic flow. But really, I think we
don't want to talk about that.
We've done it, you know.
And because your
idea.
I don't agree with
your idea. One of the things you said wrong on your show when we were on it before, you said we talked about the pancake collapse. You had a 1,200-foot debris field. You can't have it pulverizing and collapsing at the same time. You can't have it both ways. If one floor hit another floor so hard that it turned to powder with most of it landing outside the footprint of the building, it can't transfer momentum.
Everything has an explanation.
It can't do the work inside the building if it's outside the building.
Yeah.
And the pancake theory isn't even the official theory anymore. And the pancake theory, that wouldn't even account for the vertical steel columns. When I knew there was something wrong, as your History Channel, your FEMA, the NOVA program, how the towers came down. They always use the word collapse instead of destroy because it defies the law of conservation of energy. But they all would, they would have diagrams where they would omit the core columns. You had these 47 core columns. You had like a tube within a tube. You had core columns. You had the floors. You had the perimeter columns. If these floors had been pancaking, which was the official theory at the time, that wouldn't account for the disappearance of the vertical columns. So what they did in the FEMA program, they depicted the floors as just horizontal slabs because they couldn't explain the disappearance of the 47 core columns. So they just basically
I think
they never existed.
The fire became, here's what I think happened.
I'm sorry. I don't mean, all I deal was the official theory. Why would I deal with any other theory?
My theory. Mine's somewhat official.
You don't know what happened.
I do.
How
it got
you say
so,
the buildings fell. I said the buildings were destroyed.
This is what happened. They were destroyed by these terrorists.
No, the what they're saying is gravity destroyed those buildings. But
it was as a result
of the burning or something.
Right. I mean, you know, if a house burns and it's arson, we in the media will say Joe Blow was arrested for arson. He burned those houses down. I don't say it was fire that burned the houses down. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and what I'm telling you is...
So I'm saying it was the terrorists that did it.
Okay, I agree, but I disagree on the identity of terrorists.
And hear how...
Well, then Jesse Ventura said, if that's the case, then why isn't Osama bin Laden been charged for the...
We asked the general that question. That's ridiculous. Oh. Okay, but listen, here's the point.
It's ridiculous that he wasn't charged? That's a fact.
Listen, here's the point. We're trying to kill him, man. Here's the point. Here is the point that the fire became so hot.
That's not true.
That it began, the top of the building began to come down and
crushed the rest of the building.
And then it crushed the rest of it.
I think
it can't. First off, do you understand?
Does it bother you that you believe the same way Rosie O'Donnell believes? Answer the question.
What?
Rosie O'Donnell believes the same crap.
I don't care what Rosie.
She's nuts.
Who cares?
Every toothless
moron believes your explanation. So, yes. I mean, what are you going to do? Every moron
with a tinfoil hat believes your explanation.
Can I tell you last night?
Everybody that's ever banged his cousin believes the official theory.
I had a dream last night.
And anybody that's been kicked in the head believes your theory. So you can say it both ways.
I had a dream last night that my teeth fell out.
That's scary. Okay. That means you're going to die.
It does.
Okay. When you have like reoccurring dreams about your teeth falling out, that means you're
not only did my teeth fall out, man, but they were coming out. I was pulling them out.
Yeah, that's like a whole.
Can I make this simple? I'll show you how dishonest the media is. Okay, and then can we?
But I'm worried about my teeth.
Can explain here. This is one you can check for yourself.
All right.
The arguments for explosives. The symmetry. The buildings came down centered around their vertical axis, following the path of maximal resistance. Two, that you had pulverization in midair, that would be a violation of the law of conservation of energy. Any energy that went to destroying the buildings takes away from the gravitational energy, thus slowing it down. So the argument is they were too thoroughly destroyed too quickly. Third, you had, as I mentioned, the South Tower lost its angular momentum because it no longer was a solid. Now, if you go to History Channel is sistered with the... What was the big Popular Mechanics, right? Which is Hearst's publication, but which is the founder of yellow journalism. So I just gave you the physics arguments, okay? And there was also the molten metal weeks after the destruction. Now, one other one is the amount of energy just for those pyroclastic dust clouds that look like volcanoes would exceed the gravitational potential energy. Now you go, you find. Your Popular Mechanics debunking 9/11 conspiracy theories, and you see if those arguments were ever addressed by Popular Mechanics. If not, then they did what is called they knocked down straw man arguments. So if those were the arguments, they never addressed the actual arguments. Yeah. You can go check that out and tell me if I'm right.
Unfortunately, though, when you speak this way, you go way over my head on some of the words.
I'm sorry.
Speaking in layman's terms.
I just gave you the arguments. Go see what Popular Mechanics said about those arguments through the path of maximal resistance.
But you understand that I have a right to believe.
I agree, but I'm just telling you. I thought I'd make it easy and tell you the arguments, and you could.
But it's so complicated.
It almost sounds like religion and science. Words. It's the same argument.
No,
God
it's not.
Or science.
It's a physics argument. Here's what I said. I said the physics. It's all about the physics arguments.
And I said those physics arguments were never addressed by popular mechanics.
You can check that out for yourself.
I was good in English. Physics, math, all those things I did not do well.
I know, though,
if you chop a tree and it starts to topple, it's not going to stop unless somebody's holding on to it.
Unless there's a stiff breeze.
Right. And up there could have been.
Here's Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, well, It sounded like what I'm hearing, now I could be totally wrong, is that this gentleman believes that the structure of the building should have been able to hold the weight, that there wasn't enough...
What I'm saying is the building was destroyed, and it could not crush itself. You can't have it both ways. That energy to destroy the building was coming from the gravitational potential energy. Right. There's no way it can destroy itself. You can't have a self-crushing building. It can't destroy itself anywhere nearly that thoroughly or that quickly.
So you're saying the structure of the building should have been able to hold the weight?
If you're talking about the building falling, that's one thing. I'm saying the building was destroyed.
And I've seen buildings like the snow gets on them and collapse.
Mm-hmm. But my point is they didn't collapse. They were destroyed, and that would exceed the gravitational potential.
So you agree with me that they were destroyed by those two planes?
No. What do you mean that?
Okay.
Obviously,
I thought you were changing your mind.
All right, well, thank you.
I'm saying
right.
They weren't
destroyed.
Can we talk
bye.
About the
we're done.
The Iran-Contra
thing? We're out of time now, man. We've spent all this time. We've spent all this time.
I told you I knew I wanted to talk
all
about
this time,
the
Iran-Contra. And now it's 9:34. I got to take a break, and we're out of time. What did you want to talk about?
I had wanted to talk about the what happened in Mena, Arkansas is basically... It was an operation center for the Iran-Contra affair.
Well, the problem is that I'm a part of the media, and we're owned by the Arjuna Broadcasting Corporation, which is tied to NBC, which is tied to GE, which
it's
is
obvious.
We can't allow this theory because
it's
it
not,
goes to
the Iran-Contra affair is not a theory.
It
the,
goes
the fact
into
that it occurred, the fact that it occurred in Mena, Arkansas, is not a theory.
The fact that you have Clinton tied to it is a theory.
Well. Oh, no. Okay, that's another thing. Well, yeah, the question now, is whether Clinton knew. But the fact that this occurred, then I would have shown the reasons why I tied Clinton.
Do you know who owns Arjuna Broadcasting?
The post office?
Mike Arcuri. We are owned by Mike Arcuri. And Mike does not want this out.
And Mike Arcuri is owned by the money.
Well, and he's brought in by, he's the one bringing in Bill Clinton.
Glitterati.
Yeah, that's why I want to talk
about it. That's why we can't talk about it. And as a matter of fact, they cut our plug. We're not on the air right now. They did this thing up at WKJ.
Could you do me one favor?
The tower came down. Right.
Could you at least play the clip I have of Sarah McClendon asking Bill Clinton about what happened in Arkansas, and you'll see he never denied that it happened, just his knowledge.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I can't do that because we are... All right. If you hold a second, I'll come back and let you say your piece, all right? I do have to take a break, though. Why did you want to talk about the tower coming down?
You brought it up.
I never brought it up.
You did, too.
You brought it up.
I said I want to talk about Mena, and then you got me on that. You brought it up.
I did not even bring it up.
Yes, you did.
And you never answered his question about Viagra.
I really don't have need it.
All right,
so.
Herb, hold on. We're going to give you a chance. Hold on. You'll be able to talk about what you want to talk about next.
Not really.
And don't blame me for it. Whatever you do.
I got the towers thing out that Jesse wouldn't do. So.
Okay, you did what you were going to do. Hold on tight.
No, I really did want to talk about it.
Herb is coming back. He's well-versed on conspiracy theories. Anything Bill Clinton is all a part of a giant conspiracy, and it's all part of it. He's coming up next. Hold on.
And now back to Keeler in the Morning.
People in hell want ice water, but they don't get it.
On 92.7 The Drive.
A $1,500 tax credit going on now if you improve your home's energy efficiency. It's the government saying, I want you to schedule your $1,500 tax credit window installation right now.
Right now.
They'll give you $1,500 in tax credit if you install windows that are meeting the criteria, the standards the federal government has set. New York Sashes Windows, one of the few windows you'll find anywhere in the country that meet those standards. And right now, New York Sash has a deal. They're saying, listen, you get the $1,500 federal tax credit, and then we'll give you another $1,500 as well.
Why not, right?
If you install your windows before the tax credit comes out, before it goes. Call New York Sash. By the way, the tax credit ends on the 31st, but you have to have the windows installed. So you would really want to get it done right away because time is running out to get on the installation list.
You know, you'd want to take full advantage of your savings that you can get because of the cold weather.
Cold weather is coming.
So why would you wait until the last minute?
Call New York Sash today to find out how you can get not $1,500 but $3,000 off your window project. as they'll double that tax credit. 624-7344. Let the New York Sash family take care of your family. Daylight Donuts has the greatest coffee in the world. Now, there's no conspiracy there, do you think?
Nope.
You think there's a conspiracy, Herb?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
See, you need to listen. That's why I was trying to grab your attention. There you are, drinking your water. I'm saying you'd be a lot more attentive if you were drinking Daylight Donuts coffee.
I don't need donuts.
You
don't drink coffee either.
You don't have to have the donuts.
I drink coffee.
You should drink coffee.
Fruit smoothie.
You ever have a smoothie in your life?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go. They have them, too.
Okay,
Daylight Donuts, lattes, cappuccinos. What else?
OMG.
Cookies and breakfast sandwiches. You eat
cookies?
The best sour cream donut on the planet.
Yeah. It's all about Daylight Donuts. Daylight Donuts, and it is all about the coffee. It's the best coffee. Coffee is what makes the difference. It's Daylight Donuts in New Hartford, in New Yorkville, right next to Voss's.
Yep.
And guess what, Herb?
What's that, Bill?
They're opening in Westmoreland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's getting closer to my house.
Right next to Nice and Easy.
They have the sweetest little donut girls ever.
And the word is the word is the coffee is just better.
It is. It's actually coffee, not water.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
All right. Conspiracy theorists unite. Courtesy of George Clark. Here's some footage, slowed down Zapruder style, of Charlie Chaplin's 1928 film The Circus, that appears to show a woman walking down the street while talking on a cell phone.
All right, I gotta see this.
Do you know anything about this?
I gotta see it.
No, I don't.
Come on over. You can see it, too. Come on over, Herb. I know you want to talk about this Bill Clinton, but I can't allow you to do it. I'm a part of the establishment preventing you from...
Everybody's gathered around Bill's.
We're all gathered around here. I've just done this because I love to have people around me.
Touching you.
Justin, you going to watch it, too? Have you seen it yet?
What are we talking about, Bill?
Are you paying attention? Now you're being Herb on me. Here we go. This is it. You're going to see someone with a cell phone.
That's awesome.
This is from 1928. Look and watch. There's no audio, so.
Yeah, well.
Watch again. The woman right there is talking on a cell phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's plain as day. I watched it like 50 times yesterday. Spread it all around.
What we're believing is that maybe this Charlie Chaplin film, okay, there she goes, walking. She's a big lady, too, talking about
a
cell phone.
Is that an iPod in her pocket?
Mm-hmm, I think it is.
That's crazy.
I think she's just happy to see
you. She's on a cell phone.
You guys are nuts.
That's a cell phone, Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Time travel's real. Believe the lie.
Here she goes again. Here's a closer clip. What do you think of this, Herb? What we're saying is maybe there were cell phones back in 1928.
Well, I saw Celine Dion singing with Elvis, too. So does that make it true?
She's either talking on a cell phone or she's got a banana in her ear. I'm not sure. I can't hear you. Go back over on that mic.
That's not real. That's stupid.
No, that's real.
That's not real.
What are they trying to imply here? That he was ahead of his time through fantasy, through,
I don't know what they're trying to imply.
Yeah.
Time travel, maybe?
Really weird.
What a fake video.
What'd you think of that, Herb?
Fake?
It's not fake.
No,
it's not
I
fake.
Think it's fake, called fake. The flux capacitor.
Hey, it's
which
25th
makes,
year.
Time travel possible.
Coming up this Friday night, Bill Clinton, former president of these United States. As my father said, why would you want to go see that guy?
Right.
Are you kidding?
He's ruined us.
And
I love Bill
Clinton. And I would say this, though. If you talk to any businessman, they would tell you they would rather have Bill Clinton in office right now. Because during those years, it was the...
It was the good times.
It was a financial boom going on.
But it's the things he did during those years that caused the ripple effect that we're dealing with today with NAFTA. Exactly.
Okay.
He's a spoiler. He spooges and spoils everything for everyone.
Get that tattoo.
The stock market ended up. It was a transfer of wealth scheme. Yeah, the stock market did well.
I mean, there's a bit of a conspiracy
that was done.
There's a bit of a conspiracy that it was 9/11 that really put this economy in the tanker.
Nah.
You don't believe so?
No.
You know, okay.
You don't believe spending billions of dollars in war plays any role in our economy?
No gold standard in the last 40 years, so money's not real anyways.
If you look at the Communist Manifesto, two of the central planks of the Communist Manifesto were a private central bank and a graduated income tax. We had them both in the same year at 1913. Thomas Jefferson said that private banks were more dangerous to liberties than standing armies. This all goes to the bankers, if you want to talk about.
The ones we bailed out.
I'm talking about the Fed Reserve Bank. I'm talking about the Bank of England.
Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Let us talk
I probably figured this is my last time to be in here. I got to get some stuff in here.
Well, do you think we're going to ban you? Why? Do you think that's is that? Do you really feel that there are that the members of the media are out to prevent? Are you scratching yourself?
Yeah, sorry, I was just adjusting.
Adjusting
his. Get a little pain there.
Multiple testicles.
All right, back from Joe's testicle to you. tell me, Herb, what's your story on Bill Clinton?
Okay, what I want to talk about, if you can play the clip, is basically what you had going on in Mena, Arkansas, when Clinton was governor.
Yeah.
You had, it was a base of operations for the Iran-Contra affair. You had drug smuggling, you had arms running, you had money laundering, you had built up around the drug smuggling, you had around the arms trafficking, you had illegal weapons manufacturing, okay. And you also had Contra guerrillas were trained in Arkansas. Now, if you play the clip from Sarah McClendon asking Bill Clinton about this, you'll notice he never denies it happened.
I forgot. Who's Sarah McClendon?
I don't know.
Sarah McClendon was a reporter. She was a White House reporter, and you'll hear the question she asked Bill Clinton, and she lays it out pretty much in no uncertain terms that George Bush was also involved. And by the way, I just want to mention, Mark, that Bill Clinton and George Bush's campaign managers got married while they were running against each other.
Oh, that's nice. That's cute. That's a little love story.
All right, here, let's listen in. Here we go.
Sir, the Republicans are trying to blame you for the existence of a small air base at Mena, Arkansas. This base was set up by George Bush and Oliver North and the CIA to help the Iran-Contras, and they brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine there for sale in the United States. And then they took the money and bought weapons and took them back to the Contras, all of which was illegal, as you know, under the Boland Act. But tell me, did they tell you that this had to be in existence because of national security?
Well, let me answer the question. No, they didn't tell me anything about it. They didn't say anything to me about it. The airport in question and all the events in question were the subject of state and federal inquiries. It was primarily a matter for federal jurisdiction. The state really had next to nothing to do with it. The local prosecutor did conduct an investigation based on what was within the jurisdiction of state law. The rest of it was under jurisdiction of the United States attorneys who were appointed successively by previous administrations. We had nothing, zero, to do with it. And everybody who's...
And now comes the disco music.
Sorry, I'm just going to play it afterwards.
Yeah. There's Sarah McClendon. Yes, she was the old lady that used to show up at the press conferences. Unlike the other woman. Who's the other woman?
Nothing. He denied nothing.
Who's the other woman I like so much? We're all talking. Is it The View? We're on The View. Everybody's talking at the same time.
Nobody can say anything.
All right, back to you, Herb.
Well, basically what you had was a little
slice. What did we learn there? I didn't learn anything.
I heard him say
he knew about it, and he had no control over it because it was a federal issue.
You don't think that, like, drug smuggling and arms trafficking?
Yeah, but they do that everywhere in the country. That happens all the time. What's the big deal?
Are you saying the government smuggles drugs?
Yeah,
CIA invented crack.
Listen, the war on drugs is a farce. Absolutely. They want it here. It's part of the economy.
Gotta have it.
Everywhere there are drugs, you'll see the CIA.
Yeah. It's here.
I do know that there are some facts that we've inflicted certain people
Guatemala.
Like in Guatemala, they inflicted them with syphilis in order to learn the effects of and to study it. That was a terrible thing.
Swine
and
flu.
LA. They did
but I think us as a government AIDS. Smuggling drugs, what you do see is you see like when they're trying to catch the big one, they'll give someone drugs to be able to sell so they can catch them, right? Is that what we're talking about?
We don't seem to really catch the big ones.
Okay.
The whole drug smuggling goes back to England and the coolies. And one point I want to mention is when we went in Afghanistan after 9/11, the Taliban had taken poppy seed and heroin production down about 94%. When we went back in with England, who basically started a drug trade, it went back up higher than ever. But, you know, it's just a coincidence.
Clinton. What should we ask him when we're going to be seeing him speak? Should we ask him something about this?
What would I ask him?
Are you going? So you're not going to the event?
I would ask him a question like, "Are you proud of yourself? for destroying our country?
There's so many questions.
That's what I would say.
You could ask Clinton.
Yeah.
Again, you have troopers that say he was there. Clinton says he didn't know about Mina, about the goings-on in Mina until 1988. But if you remember, I'm not sure if you know, but what broke the Iran-Contra affair was a plane getting shot down in Nicaragua that had guns going to the Contras.
So those who don't know about the Iran-Contra affair was basically where we were...
Is that a conspiracy theory or a conspiracy fact?
We were trying to build them up, right? Yeah. We were trading arms for...
And what we originally did is we took arms sales from Iran, who by this was after the Iranian hostage crisis.
Yeah.
If that doesn't bother anybody, that do you start a trade? They held the hostages.
I think you
got to
let this go.
That alone should be grounds for
impeachment.
It's
going to stress you into your grave.
Yeah. It does. Well, you know,
you're going to go crazy over this.
No,
you got to stop.
Well, I get a little. I do
it's
get
gonna
a little.
It's going to drive you nuts. Yeah. I can't even follow half of what you're talking
doing
about.
Doing it for 6 years, I'm handling it.
Good.
Can you follow what he's talking about?
Well, let me tell you something from Thomas Jefferson. He said, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And go back to Jefferson. Go back to...
Let me
you
quote,
go back. These guys are
William
conspiracy
Wallace.
Theorists, by
freedom!
The way.
That's what he did.
Old dirty
Remember
bastard.
That?
He said William it's all Wallace. About money.
What do you think about Obama? Is he in the midst of all this
he's just
conspiracy?
A puppet.
Yeah.
Pop just it. A puppet. I think he was there just to sell the health care thing. Mm. And I hate to make predictions, but I think you'll see Hillary Clinton rise again. And I don't like believing. I don't like him.
Antichrist.
But I'm hoping she. I'm hoping she becomes president. Because then people say, "Well, geez, how the hell did this happen?" I say, "Yeah, that's what I'm telling."
Yeah, you're right.
But
Clinton was really kind of unlike the Bushes, where the Bushes come from a political family and all of that.
Well, I'll give you a conspiracy. Clinton was actually an illegitimate Rockefeller. That's one of the theories.
Really?
Oh, okay, yep. That's how
I
he did.
Heard
it.
That.
Yeah, Winthrop Rockefeller was the governor of Arkansas at the time. His mother had said Clinton went the full term, and the guy alleged to be his father was in the service at the time, and Clinton did go to full term. Again, that's a conspiracy.
You don't have...
Thing.
You're not married, are you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
you are?
Yeah.
Here's a ring.
Yep. How does she handle you? You got to be
just,
driving
I'm
her crazy.
Facts, isn't that... Actually, believe it or not, she knew this stuff before she met me.
All right. So I kind of brought you guys together.
No, not really. No? It was just...
So you
just
and like, her...
It was the Viagra I was taking.
So there you go, Stefan, huh?
There's your answer,
he
Stefan.
He reminds me of the guy from National Treasure who just didn't want to let it go.
And it went
all the way and to the end, the Holy Grail.
I really worry about you hanging around Joe Load, because you're going to get Joe going. He's going to believe all this crap.
His heart's
going to
explode.
Well, you didn't really refute anything I said. As I showed you, that
you can't refute it.
I can't refute what you're saying. I'm having a hard time following
it.
Can I get one little thing in here that's also...
We're out of time, but yes. Go ahead. Get your little thing in.
Okay. What I want to... I'll probably put it up on my site that Prescott Bush, George Bush's father, was a Nazi financier, and
that's
documented.
True. That
and
is
he,
true.
And he had his Union Bank was its assets were seized under the Trading with the Enemy Act, and it was actually even reported by Fox. Mm-hmm. And I'll put that up on my site, for 911truth.blogspot.com. Thank you.
Big.
You want to say that a little slower?
Uticons for 911truth.blogspot.com. And I also just put up a link to a part one of six of the, I think I mentioned, of the Mina connection. And
are there any conspiracy theories you followed locally?
Yeah,
have any interest in anything local?
I think people should really...
I can't. I would,
because that's where you would make a real change and difference.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear what you have.
Let's do it.
Well, I have 1 minute.
About the Julians that they I don't know it that well. I don't know.
But
it
if
that
people
well.
There's a conspiracy theory about
the
Julians.
Not a conspiracy theory or anything. It was just I heard stuff, but I don't really follow local stuff.
Yeah,
I think
it would be more important to follow local conspiracy theories where you
it's
could actually
not change.
Prove
you go with the big stuff.
Well, yeah, but what do you what
you
talk
not
about?
You
got to
dream big.
What
are you
going to accomplish?
We're not going to win anyway. I'm just
you're not because you're
it's
hard to
follow your
it's hard to follow. I mean, what happens is you use terms that the average person is not going to know about. And what ends up happening is we tune you out. I've tuned you out a couple times.
We were supposed to have the documents.
Well, so.
I'm sure you have.
Of the JFK assassination. Yeah. Why didn't we ever get those? Remember, they were supposed to be released after
That's
a certain
history.
Amount of time?
They did an entire investigation on the... There was
the
no...
Warren reports were supposed to be public... people were able to be able to see them after a certain date.
Who was behind it all? Y'all, you know somebody was behind it.
Right, the CIA.
Yeah.
And the Vatican.
Don't forget the Vatican. I believe that.
The Vatican behind Kennedy?
Yeah. The Vatican's fingerprints were all over that.
Why really? The Vatican, though? He was Catholic.
I would have said Cubans.
The Vatican, the Vatican is basically the inheritor of the Roman Empire, if you want to get crazy.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, it's documented.
But why did they want Kennedy gone? He was one of them.
Because Kennedy wanted to get rid of the CIA, mm-hmm. and he wanted to end the war in Vietnam.
Yep. And he wanted to clean up the churches. We know that. Yep. Well, couldn't have that.
Clean up the church.
Should have had that. See, that's the problem. It's maybe been a weird hour. Cleaned it up a long time ago.
Yeah. But, all right, Herb. Thanks, man.
And to the left.
It's always nice. So your wife is into you then, huh?
Yeah, she knew the stuff before I met her.
I always said, you know, Allison, Bill's wife must be a saint, but
your wife must be a saint.
So the moral of the story.
I don't have a moral on
the moral of the story, just to
sum it up.
The one sentence on this is that George Bush the first George Bush president, used the Arkansas airport under the governorship of Bill Clinton,
yes. Clinton was into it.
To move drugs from Iran into America and to arm Iran illegally. And for his cooperation, they pulled the proper strings to make Bill Clinton president.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yes.
I don't know, George
that sums
Bush.
It up.
And
as
so
long
was,
as he's president, I'm cool
so
with
it was
that.
George Bush the first father. If you watch that, he really wasn't too fond of.
Yeah, he hated
George
Clinton.
Bush.
Yeah. He called Bill Clinton a slime ball.
Neither Bush nor Clinton had mentioned the Iran-Contra affair when they were supposedly running against each other.
Okay.
Professional wrestling, basically.
Well, I'm glad that you came in and you explained everything
so,
to us.
I want
to
lower taxes.
I believe even less of what you say now after this hour. So
I think more people will believe it, actually.
I don't.
There's documentation. Though.
I do believe, though, that Bill Clinton's the reason why we're in trouble, though, today.
I blame him. There's a lot of stuff that you believe.
The free trade.
I believe in Sasquatch.
That I believe you believe.
Well, don't. And he's around.
We're going to leave now.
You ask Adirondack Jack, he'll tell you something.
So, you know, the band of the day today, anytime you hear an AC/DC song, it's worth $500 in
TNT
cash.
If you're thinking about 9/11.
$500. Anytime you hear AC/DC, call in 732-1680. Be one of five callers through the phone lines and qualify to win at Lichman's Liquors on Thursday night. Pretty big.
Yep.
It's AC/DC.
Show me the money.
We're gone. Jack Moran's up next.